Welcome back to Proactive. Today I'm joined by Miramar Resources Chairman Alan Kelly. Alan, great to have you back in our Proactive studio. Busy times for Miramar.
We're always busy. We've always got a few things going on at different projects around the place, so plenty of news flow coming out.
We want to talk a little bit more about your exploration target news from this morning, but before we dive into the specifics, just wondering if you can bring people up to speed on exactly what an exploration target is and what it means for the company.
Yeah, sure. So I think there's a bit of misconception about what exploration targets are, and when you use that term exploration target, it means it's actually a term that's defined by the JORC code. So there's basically two types of exploration target. There's a sort of an aspirational exploration target where you're looking for something but you don't have the data yet. So for example, at our Whale Shark project up near Onslow, we could say that we've got an exploration target, which is an IOCG target of 100 million tonnes of 1% copper. But we don't actually have any data to prove that. So that's sort of an aspirational exploration target. And for it to be compliant with JORC, you would have to put like an upper and lower range of both tonnage and grade. Now, the other type of exploration target is what we've got at Gidji. And that's where you have data and you can see something there, but for some reason, you either don't have enough data or you don't have the right sort of data to make it a resource. So what we've got at Gidji, we published this morning, is an exploration target based on hundreds of air core holes and a few RC holes. But the thing that the limiting factor with our data at Gidji is that most of the drilling is air core, and those air core holes, they don't have a splitter and they don't have an ability to homogenize the sample. So that means that effectively we can see something there, but we can't call it a resource yet. So I guess the interim step is to call it what they term an exploration target. And again, you have to provide an upper and lower limit of both the tonnage and the grade. And that's what we've done at Gidji. So what we did is we modeled up all the drilling at our Marylebone target. As I said, it's mostly air core. There are some RC holes which confirm the grades that we see in the air core, but that air core drilling has outlined a very large horizontal layer of supergene and or alluvial gold. And given the footprint and the consistency and the sort of tenor of that mineralization, we decided it was worth putting an exploration target around it to show what the potential is at Gidji. Now, it's important for two reasons. We're looking for a big bedrock target at Gidji, and when you look at the amount of shallow mineralization that we've seen in the air core drilling, that's got to be coming from somewhere. So we think there is a bedrock target or bedrock deposit somewhere underneath that supergene mineralization. But the other thing is that the actual supergene mineralization itself could be economic. Given where we are close to Kalgoorlie, we're on the highway, we've got processing plants all around us. If we could pull together a shallow supergene deposit, and again, we use the comparison of the Pangalo deposit, which is to the north of us, which was about 117,000 ounces of supergene mineralization, that could actually be economic by itself. So it's not the big price that we're looking for, but it's like an interim step, and it could be economic by itself. And the other thing is that could actually be indication of something bigger at depth, which you haven't found yet. So we're pretty excited by the fact that we can actually pull together something like that. There are a number of other parallel targets, Blackfriars and Highway and Railway, and we could have actually put exploration targets around those as well, but the data is a bit more sparse and there's a lot less drilling there, so we had a lot less confidence to be able to do that. So we decided that we wanted to give people an idea of what could be there. And what we've done to date, and that's where the exploration target is useful to be able to put that number out.
Thanks for that context, Alan. I guess all things considered, what's next for the company and this Gidji exploration target?
Well, as I said, the main target is always to find a big bedrock deposit there. So we'll continue testing a number of targets this year. But if we want to convert that shallow exploration target into a resource, we'll have to do some more infill drilling and a different style of drilling, probably RC drilling, so we can get more confidence in the assay techniques. So we'll do that as well. And then we're also looking at nickel potential there too. We've got a number of really good ultramafic units there, and we released some PGE, some platinum plating results last year that show us that there could be pretty good nickel sulfide potential there as well. So we're going to keep an eye out for that as well.
All right, lots to explore in the area. Miramar's just come off the back of a very busy quarter. What is the rest of the year looking like?
Yeah, it was actually our biggest quarter since we listed in terms of expenditure. I think we spent about $1.2 million on exploration in the December quarter. The main component of that was the diamond drilling on the lake at Glandore, where we got a number of high-grade results from diamond drilling there. So that was pretty exciting, so we've got more work to do there. In terms of this quarter, we're actually in the middle of a small air core program at our Lang Well project up in the Murchison. It's actually the first time we've drilled there, and we think there's potential for gold and or some shallow rare earth mineralisation there. So that'll be pretty exciting. And then I guess the key projects that we want to work on this year is Gidgee, which we just talked about, follow-up drilling at Glandore, and then our Whale Shark IOCG project up near Onslow, where we're looking for a large copper-gold deposit. We're doing some preparatory work there over the next few months, including a heritage survey and hopefully getting an EM crew up there with a view to doing some bedrock drilling in the middle of the year when it cools down a bit. So, again, should be a pretty busy year for the company.
Looking forward to further updates from you and the team. Alan, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thanks a lot.